Was it Wild Cherry or Sir Toby in Shakespeare's Twelfth Night who said, "Play that funky music, white boy"? Yeah, Shakespeare and funk is an unlikely pair, unless you're British soul singer Laura Mvula. She's composing music for a new production of Shakespeare's Antony and Cleopatra. My BBC colleague Rebecca Jones recently caught up with Mvula at rehearsals.
Antony and Cleopatra wasn't a play I'd covered at school. So, did all my reading and research, didn't understand a word of it. Panicked. But this is what I want to do. This is what I've been wanting to do since I was 12, 13, write music for theatre and film. And here's my first gig. And it's not a bad first gig.
Laura Mvula sang in church choirs as a child growing up in Birmingham and went on to study composition at the city's conservatoire. And she was in no doubt how she wanted her music to sound for Shakespeare's tragic love story.
I knew immediately I had this palette forming that was somewhere between Prince's Purple Rain and Miles Davis's Sketches of Spain.
And Laura Mvula is working with the RSC's band in Stratford-upon-Avon to make it a reality.
We need the D and E in the bass.
Yes.
We're going to get there.
So, yeah, the first time around you go...
It involves me being present in lots of rehearsals, lots and lots of dialogue back and forth between myself and the director. Things change all the time.
And the director, Iqbal Khan, is keeping her busy.
And it's all about responding. OK, this underscoring here doesn't work because we can't hear that monologue. I remember the time when I thought I'd written the most exciting melody for a particular scene. So excited for Iqbal to hear it. And he was like, "No, it's too busy. Don't need that melody there." And I was like, "Oh my God." But it's great. It's exciting and challenging.
Laura Mvula emerged in 2013 with her debut album, Sing to the Moon. It made the top 10.
Take me outside, sit in the green garden.
But after her second album, The Dreaming Room, sold less well, her label Sony dropped her from a 5-record deal.
When I received the forwarded email of 7 lines that said, "Thank you for your efforts and we wish you the best for the future," I think first was I was confused. I didn't understand.
Are you telling me you were dropped from your record label by email?
Absolutely.
Nobody rang you?
No. No. I didn't see anyone. I didn't hear anybody's voice. I just read words. It felt so sort of cold and cruel.
Hey there, you shattered in a thousand pieces.
The label says her manager was told face-to-face that the contract wouldn't be renewed. But Laura Mvula heard by email before he'd had a chance to speak to her. So what happens next?
I don't know. Take your broken wings and fly. I'm doing this music for Antony and Cleopatra. To come at a time when I feel sort of rejected by the mainstream. Well, it kind of feels like, you know what, too right, I don't belong there and that's fine. Painful as it is in the beginning, then I realised that people really genuinely love the music. And go figure, that's the important thing. So, yeah, running free.
Singer and composer Laura Mvula speaking there with the BBC's Rebecca Jones. Mvula's version of Antony and Cleopatra is being staged by the Royal Shakespeare Company.